is LBC. From Global, leading Britain's conversation, the Nigel Farage Show.
Mr. Nigel Farage.
Thank you, Donald, and good evening, everybody. Well, the war of words between America and Russia has escalated today to such a level that one or two people are now asking the question, are we perhaps headed towards perhaps a major conflict in the Middle East? Why do I say that? Well, Russia's ambassador to Lebanon this morning warned that the Federation's military will shoot down US rockets and even the sources that launched the missiles. And that very hawkish language, backed up by former senior Russian military officers and indeed their own foreign ministry, and returning almost immediately, Trump tweets, Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming, nice and new and smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it. Well, joining me on the line is Simon Marks, LBC's United States correspondent, who is in Washington, D.C. Good evening, Simon.
Hello, Nigel.
Well, I have to say, these are, even by Donald Trump's standards of directness on Twitter, a pretty remarkable series of tweets today.
Absolutely remarkable. And it all began at dawn at the White House, as these tweet storms invariably do with Donald Trump, when he woke up and he hit his telephone and started typing. And it was that first tweet, really, responding to the threat by a Russian ambassador to shoot down any missiles that the U.S. Fires at Syria, that obviously really got him going. Get ready, because they will be coming, he typed, nice and new and smart. And as you said, he concluded that you, the Russians, shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it. But then, about an hour later, it's not quite as though he had a rethink, but he sought, I think, on Twitter to dry and damp down some of the reaction to his comments by saying that the U.S. relationship with Russia is now worse than it has ever been. There is no reason for this, he wrote. Russia needs us to help with their economy, something that would be very easy to do, and we need all nations to work together. Stop the arms race, question mark. And certainly here in the United States this afternoon, there is less of a sense that military conflict is as imminent as I think there was when the president first took to Twitter 7 hours ago. The defense secretary, James Mattis, has been meeting at the Pentagon with his Dutch opposite number and has certainly, in comments to reporters, simply said that options are being weighed, and didn't fuel the idea that we should all be preparing to duck and cover tonight, and that Syrian air bases are about to come under an imminent onslaught. And certainly other officials within the administration seem to be suggesting that if there is going to be military action, it's not going to be tonight, Syria time. But of course, President Trump's meeting with James Mattis, his defense secretary, at the White House in a few hours' time, and ultimately, he is the commander-in-chief of U.S. forces, not General Mattis. So if he decides to double down on that message this morning, there will be some kind of military strike. But the big question, Nigel, is what would the U.S. at this point attack? Because having telegraphed the idea that there's a military strike, something that Donald Trump previously said he would not do, the Syrian Air Force has moved substantial amounts of its infrastructure and resources away from the obvious target, the T-4 air base, in eastern Syria, and placed some of it behind what they hope will be the protective shield of the Russians. So very unclear hours lie ahead, I think.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday and the day before, it almost seemed inevitable. It was a question of when we were going to get, you know, cruise missiles being launched at Syrian military sites. This morning, it seemed to be imminent. As you say, maybe things have calmed down a bit. But it's all rather confusing for people, isn't it, Simon? Because on the one hand, we've got this ongoing Mueller investigation, which ostensibly was about, you know, did Donald Trump or his campaign collude with Russia in any way? So on the one hand, the American public are being told by the New York Times and others that Trump is much too close to Russia. And on the other today, he's attacked Russia in the most extraordinary terms. I mean, does this neutralise Mueller, or does it just confuse everybody?
I'm not sure that it neutralises Mueller at all, because remember that I think something that has really stoked the president's ire was the decision endorsed by Robert Mueller, requested by Robert Mueller, but ultimately endorsed by other Justice Department officials, to raid the offices and residence of Michael Cohen, the president's lawyer, on Monday, that is perhaps fueling the president's desire to do something that is going to change the headlines here. And indeed, on Twitter, he draws a direct connection between poor relationships between the United States and Russia and what he refers to as the fake and corrupt Russia investigation headed up by all the Democrat loyalists. He says that's the cause of much of the bad blood with Russia, as if things would improve in the relationship between Washington and Moscow if only the Mueller investigation would go away. That is not the way that things are read by many of Donald Trump's own foreign policy aides and lieutenants, including, of course, James Mattis, the defense secretary, because they say the tension in the relationship with Russia is due to Russia's alliance with Bashar al-Assad in Syria, its annexation of Crimea, its stepping back from democratic norms in terms of Russia's own domestic politics. So it's actually Donald Trump who's drawing that connection, not the people around him.
No, well, I tell you what, don't go away for a long weekend, Simon. I think you could be quite busy. I will talk to you again very soon indeed. Thank you very much. Well, that was Simon Marks, LBC's USA correspondent from Washington, D.C., kind of saying he feels things are simmering down a little bit this afternoon after this very heated start to the day. So there we have it. The Russians say if missiles get fired, they will shoot them down. They could even go after the sources of those missiles. And boy, you know, that means US Navy ships. So it's a pretty serious statement. And Trump responds by saying, you're going to get missiles and you're going to get loads of them. So